Welcome to the Celtic Geek, the town crier of all things Celtic and geek. And of course, I am still in, we are all still in Wales. And this was an interesting day. We went to Llanberis. That's how it started, when we went to Llanberis. Now, you might notice that I'm saying Llanberis a lot. That's because I really love saying Llanberis. That's because Llanberis is how you pronounce that name, because it's a double L-L. It's L-L-A-N-B-E-R-I-S, I think. Yeah. Llanberis, you see? Okay, now you know how to speak. So that little lisp at the side of your throat, I don't know what they call it. What are they, guttural? What do you call it?
Lateral lisp.
We've been, it's the end of the evening, so where I just said, oh my God, I forgot to do a podcast. And I'm trying to do this daily, right? So here I am doing you another podcast. So let's see, we went to Llanberis, and we haven't drunk that much at all. Shut up. We stopped off in Llanberis and went to a meadery. Apparently, though, there's some people who don't know what mead is. That was kind of shocking. I was like, everyone knows what mead is, but I guess I've been spending a little bit too much time hanging out at Renaissance festivals, so I know and not everyone else does. Because apparently they list it sometimes as mead wine. And what was this place called? It was the Snowden, anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? Here we go. It's the Snowden Honey and Farm Winery. Snowden Honey Farm and Winery. There we go. Yeah. I can read too. Really, I can. Snowden Honey Farm and Winery. And I tell you, I'm not a big, okay, I don't really like mead all that much. This, on the other hand, oh my God, it was awesome. He had like this Celtic wine, and it was light, airy, and beautiful, and sexy, and awesome, and not heavily sweet. It was just perfection. So I ended up with a bottle of that. I don't know where it came, how that fell in there. Then we did a taste testing. This guy, I don't know his, did anyone get his name? Or were we just having too much fun? I think we were just having a blast. And so, Jan will look to see if anyone got his name. But we were just having an awesome time. And he was a riot. You know, his huge beard. And, you know, if you look on my Facebook page, and we asked him to pose for a picture, and he gets all this sexy mode. It was awesome. He's just so sexy. You should check out Gwen. What? That wasn't his name. Gwendy? Oh, but that was Gwendy. Never mind. That was Gwendy. That explains why there's that all over the brochure. So we had a taste test, and it was just totally awesome. You know, we got to try I think everyone here mostly preferred the medieval wine, which is sort of the mid one. Then there was the Roman wine, which is the extra sweet one. And for me, the Celtic wine was. But we ended up taking a bottle of that medieval mead back, and I think only one person drank it tonight. I'm so heartbroken. I bought that for you guys. Two people. Did you have any?
Later.
He's going to have it later. It's already later. I had some. So two people. Three people. Four. What? You had four people. All right. And she's holding up the bottle and going to take a swig. All right now. Look. There she goes. We'll go. Drink, 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 drink. You too could be on a Celtic invasion vacation. It's usually actually not always about drinking. In fact, it's rarely, it's one of those things that happens. But it's not always drinking. I'll tell you that right now. And, no, we're walking, right. So while we were in Llanberis, and we drove around Llanberis, we found the slate. We introduced this, our old guide, Gwilym, the other night. He introduced us to this slate, museum, which led up to an old quarry hospital, which led up a hill, a wet, muddy hill, and then further up the hill, and then further up the hill, and then slippery falling, I mean, not slippery, we didn't fall, no one fell much, right? One time. Okay, we had one little slip. Two little slips. Three little slips. Y'all are so brave to admit that. I'm just very proud of it. So, we're slipping all the way down the mountainside to a place called... Kaimaban, I think it's called. And Kaimaban is this eco retreat. So this guy, basically another, you know, scraggly beard. No, he didn't have a beard, did he? No. He was just scraggly. Wonderful guy. His name is Eric, and he sat there. He showed us these houses, and basically 30 some odd year, 20 some, I don't remember how many years. No, it's longer than that, because that was in 2007. So 1989 is when he started? Okay. So 1989, he started building this eco retreat, and he started with like one little hut when, you know, had a thatch roof and such. Then he started building other houses, including one that was a hobbit hole. Again, go to Facebook if you want to see pictures. For whatever day this is, I have no clue. It's Tuesday. 27th? Okay, yeah. So he shows us, you know, these houses, and then we all go into his Celtic hut. He has a fire burning, and we're all smoking peyote. No, there was no peyote involved. Seriously, there's no peyote. In fact, the whole retreat is actually, he spends a lot of time entertaining kids and not with peyote. Okay, so... It's actually a great little retreat. I don't know if he does other, and then he said kids, but does he have other groups? I know he had a druid group that came visiting yesterday.
And, there were some little chairs. On the other side of the creek.
On the other, little chairs on the other, what does that mean?
In other words, little kids.
Okay, so yes, there were little kids that would go there, but I didn't know if, like, you know, I was sitting there thinking, my friend, she does, is a yoga teacher. I was like, man, this might be a good yoga spot, except I guess it's not much flat space, so maybe
doulas.
Not. The doulas. Oh, yeah, he has some doulas coming out there. But it was a nice, relaxing thing. We're in there in the hut, though. He told us the true story of Merlin, and as true as any storyteller can make it, with as much real facts thrown in. And it was just brilliant. It was just awesome. And then after that arduous hike, three of us decided to rescue the other five people by going to get the car. So we got the car. We drove all around the lake, found the correct way to get there, and then wished we didn't. So it turns out there's not, okay, you know, small roads are nothing now. You get on a one-lane road that's actually supposed to hold two cars, you're like, it's Europe, duh, this is normal. But here, once you got past that small road with the driving past the house with the couple sitting on the porch drinking tea, which we didn't realize that in fact they were just laughing at us, they drove past there. Then we had to make, okay, this is where it got pericolo, treacherous. We made the hard right turn. Okay, so we make the hard right turn down the hill. And did I mention the whole wetness, right? Right. Yeah, it rains a lot here, so it's like muddy. Yeah, yeah. So was this the muddy one, right? Was this the one that actually was paved? It was still wet. I know that. I think this is actually the one that was paved. So this is supposed to be the quote-unquote safe one. But the road was basically as wide as our van. Now, we have a 9-seater van. It's big. And you get...
This is on the side of a mountain. Now.
On the side, yes. On the side of a mountain, way up. Up on top, in the side of the mountain. And so we're driving along this paved road thing, and it's like you move too far either direction and your wheels are coming off the pavement. That's how wide the van is compared to the pavement. I mean, literally, you just had to stay on there, and we pray to God that we could make it out alive. So then we get down that one, and that's, by then I'm already like, oh my God, this is sucking. Then we come to the bridge, make a little turn, then we come to the bridge. And there at the bridge, of course, we have to pull in the side mirrors, because again, we don't want to knock them off. And then stop and say, I'm not driving down that road. It was a muddy, quick drop down on the right. Rocks and trees and brush and stuff really close on the left. And we have to drive across this. And I start driving. And I don't know about the rest of you, but the reason I was freaking out was because I felt like the entire car was leaning to the right. So, okay, good. I am not totally crazy. I'm just... So, we make it somehow, thanks to, praise be to God, to across this 30 feet, which I didn't want to cross in the first place, but there was no way to turn around, so I was kind of fucked. Excuse my French. Sorry about that for any professional. I'll put an explicit if I can figure out how to do that for this. So we cross over there and we come to a spot where a camper is parked. And I'm saying, why is a camper here? I don't understand this. Who's stupid enough to bring a camper down this thin little road and trying to kill people? But there's barely enough space that I could turn around. And I'm thinking, this is it. I'm not going any further. They're about, 20, 30 yards ahead is where we're going to pick up the remaining five people. And I see them. And Nick ran out to see how far they were because I didn't want to go any further. I was like, I'm not moving. I don't even want to move to turn around. So this is, no, ain't going to happen. So I decided, there's Deb waving me on. I'm like, bite me. And that's being nice. So no offense. She didn't hear me for it. Thank goodness. She hears me now, but I don't think she's taking offense because she had to drive back with me. So finally I decided, I'm usually not good at comedy, but this is just all comedy now. Now, then it was not. Is that what I was saying? Oh God, I'm going to die. Is that what I was saying? That's the PG version, yes. So finally I'm like, okay. So we drive across the next 30 feet that, or whatever that it is, that same leaning to the right until we finally get to big car park where I was really thankful that I actually remembered to put the car in park long enough to jump out of the car and kiss the slate. I dove to the ground because I don't know. My mom, when I posted this this little post on Facebook, my mom said, you've driven in Italy. Actually, no. I mean, yes, I've driven in Italy, but you drove the treacherous roads, and all I had to do was close my eyes. I had to actually drive this, and I was talk about panic attack and freaking out. Yeah. So it took about 10 minutes before we turned around, at which point I didn't want to go any further. And everyone was laughing at me. Like now. But it was a little bit easier because at least this time it was leaning to the left. And I was hugging the wall as close as I could. You couldn't tell on the other side because... if you can't tell the distance very easy. I'm not used to looking at the left side, you know, driving on the right, you know, all that weird stuff. So anyways, so then I finally get there and make it down the hill and get out of there and then head over to Pete's Eats in Llanberis where I proceed to grab a beer.
And said, I'm not driving anymore.
So that was our exciting story. Somehow we made it home. I don't remember much after that. Actually, I blacked out. No. And Deb ended up driving, and I sort of blacked out, you know, somewhere along the road. I don't know what exactly happened. That's all I can remember. If anything else happened, I'm sure they have stories that they're going to make up shortly to tell what else happened. But when we got back to the house, I got to play a little music. We had a lot of fun and stuff. Water heater problems, but you know, there was more alcohol, so you know, everything is. I'm feeling relaxed again and sane. So yes, you too could be facing your treacherous death, or exhausted and weary from climbing mountains and sliding down hills, and it's a lot of fun coming on a Celtic Invasion vacation. Yay! Okay, they're actually they are enjoying it. Are you having fun?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. That's always good to hear. Ask him again another day. Well, tomorrow we got Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer, so I'm hoping to have some music there for you again. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I look forward to talking with you again tomorrow. Sláinte.